Holy
shit. Only three.
Money. He's money from the Saints.
Tap him as a tackle on that fucking thing.
He's money from the Saints.
Let's go. Let's go. Yes! No! No!
10 seconds left. Holmes is just rushing.
Hit the crossbar too. It hit the crossbar.
You're not even kidding me!
It hit the crossbar too.
He makes it. It burns. Pretty much.
Oh!
Fuck up.
Okay. Welcome to the Charlie Me 44th podcast. This has been it's a really tough time to record this. If you're not our friends and family,
it sounds like a funeral.
Just hang up now. If you are our friends and family, thanks for listening.
It gets better from here.
It'll get better.
Halfway through, it took a huge swing.
The interview is amazing. Unfortunately, we recorded that second half before we knew the first half.
Fortunately, in that sense.
Yeah, probably fortunately. It made it less somber for everyone. Bears just lost. We're feeling upset. We're going to release this early. We're releasing it on Sunday. So let's live it out. Charlie, what's an update?
Well, it was our first weekend together.
That was nice.
That was enjoyable.
We weren't really together at all besides Sunday.
Sunday, but we were together for most of Sunday.
Yeah.
So it's always good to have that kind of stuff happen again.
The homies around.
Yeah. Besides that, nothing much. Did the basics of make my apartment really dirty during the week and then clean on the weekend kind of thing. And then everything was just geared around football and kind of...
We don't have to talk about it.
Kind of wish I didn't gear everything around football this weekend.
Yeah, I prepared myself for this Bears game.
Grant was about getting ready to send Instagrams out saying, getting ready for this Bears win. Aren't you glad I made you change that?
Maybe it would have changed everything. I literally had one queued up, ready to send. And it said, prepared for a Bears win.
Yeah.
I'm looking at two of our faces. Fortunately, I did not send that one out.
I wouldn't let him. Would not let him.
That would not have aged well. Update. I bought a rug.
That was the first thing I bought when I moved.
Yeah.
I went and got a rug.
I got a rug in my place. That's pretty freaking cool.
You don't have it yet, though. So
no, it'll be there on Thursday.
Does it count?
It's going to show up on Thursday. That'll be pretty freaking awesome. Other than that, I don't have a lot to update. I'm in Chicago. We're together.
Full time.
It's fun. It's fun to live near each other. That's for sure. Other than that, we're living the dream. We got big interviews coming up. I guarantee anyone who ran at all or ran at all will love it. Big interview with Brogan Austin.
If you don't know who he is, check the USATF Marathon World Championships from 2018.
And also, just look him up on Instagram. Follow him on Twitter, Instagram. Give that guy some followers. Promote him to your friends. Yeah.
Shameless plugs.
But yeah, do it. Yeah, we're a little somber, but let's go.
Let's just go into the podiums right now.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Heads or tails?
Tails.
Ah, it's tails.
I won. So we're doing a podium of bad New Year's resolutions. I'm sure plenty of us had many of bad resolutions.
Fun fact, I've never made a New Year's resolution.
I actually haven't ever made like a solid one where I actually like want to commit to.
All my jokes, straight jokes.
I've made some where it's like, I'll try on that.
I've had no intentions.
Maybe of next year.
Ever keeping.
Get it?
I've never made one where I've had any intentions of actually keeping it. So
I respect that. And honestly, someone asked me recently what mine was, and the first one that brings up is, it's my first one.
Losing weight.
Get back in shape.
Yeah.
I'm in terrible running shape right now. I want to get back in shape, but
I just know the work it's going to take, and
yeah.
I don't think I'm going
to
be able to.
I keep thinking about the fact that I have to go on like a 3 or 4 mile run by myself, and you're like, yeah, I can do that. I know I can do that, and I've done plenty of them by myself.
I did that this morning.
Good for you. Congrats.
So, flex.
I did yoga this morning.
See, you win on that front.
Yeah, I did some core. You're the core. The cat. But yeah, back in shape. That's my first bad resolution that I know most people keep for like 2 months.
Mine is goes along with that is more or less like the just the act of shape where people go to the gym. So like, I've always had access to gyms pretty much, and you see them, the population in the gym grows for like 2-3 weeks after the new year. You're like, whoa, who are you? And then it's back to, yeah. Hey, gym.
That's why like January 1 is like the busiest time in the gym.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Now is the time you want to fucking hit the gym?
It's January. It sucks. Then you get all sweaty and have to walk outside.
Yeah. It's tough. But
if you're doing it for good reasons, go for it.
Yeah, I respect it. I don't want to knock it. It's just one of those things that everyone...
It's a cliche.
They don't follow through with, I guess I'm trying to say. It's so easy to say, I want to get back in shape. I want to do all this stuff. And then never happens.
So it's just extra motivation for if you say it, do it.
If you say it, I'm doubting you and I want you to actually do it.
Haters can hate.
Haters can hate.
Haters equal motivators.
My other thing is, like, really anything you should already be doing. Like people,
I'm gonna cut my toenails this year.
Yeah, I'm gonna be better on like keeping my house clean. Yeah, you should probably already be doing that. Like it's stuff like that. People already say that, and you're like, really? Now you want to just because it's the new year because we switched calendar years. You want to keep your house cleaner.
That's always the other part is like, what makes today the day to make a change?
Yeah, I never understood that.
Versus yesterday or the day before.
Exactly.
But, again.
Now's the year that I want the Bears to do really well.
Too soon. I hate you. I want to walk away now. My second one is like when people just say, I want to be happier this year.
Why were you happy? Why were you unhappy?
I was going to say, what are you going to do to be happier? Make that your resolution.
Yeah, like what makes you unhappy to the fact that it's fucking 2019 and you can't be happy?
This segment just seems like we're just pissing on everyone's dreams.
Dreams like this? I hope that we're making you more upset about that and then to actually go towards them.
I'm so sorry, but this is just us being very cynical.
We're not in a happy mood.
And you're going to just have to take it for right now.
I'm actually really glad you picked this one. We picked this before the game was even over. The Bears were leading when we picked this podium.
Yeah.
And then we're like, let's follow through with it anyway. My last one is the people that commit to like a dry January. That's like a New Year's resolution. And they say, I want a dry January. I don't want to drink at all in January. It's like, that's good.
I think I like this one the most.
I get it. But it's like, really? Just January? Like, what do you know on February 1st? I bet you get blackout drunk.
Yeah, but you went 30 days without doing it. That's still healthy.
So I guess maybe then you get drunk on, like, 4 beers? Like, what's the deal? I don't know.
It's cheap.
Might be a lot cheaper.
Save money. Couples of people's resolutions of, I'm going to save money this year. Dry January, hand in hand.
Save money. I like the save money idea.
It's ma and pa.
It's not bad, but... But yeah, I don't know. That's my last one, and honestly, I agree with it.
My last one, all my other ones have been taken, so I'm going to try to think of something quick here. I got nothing, so...
All right, you ended on a two-stage podium. It was a small race. I respect that.
Yeah.
My honorable mention
can't come up with podiums.
the people who don't know what they're... The people that... The resolution was to be better at podiums, and we're bad at podiums.
Good thing it's not me, because my resolution was not to be better at podiums.
I just think any resolution, I firmly believe you can do it. You should be able to do it. If that's your resolution, go and get it. But I also believe that you can...
Make that change anytime throughout the year.
Yeah, it shouldn't take the first of the year to make that change. And
so if you fall off the horse, get back on, even if it's February.
You fall off the horse, you give Charlie and me a call, and we will fucking put you back on the horse.
We could be some motivational speakers.
I think we can make it happen.
Would it be too derogatory or like too, maybe not derogatory is the wrong word there.
Derogatory, all right, yeah, that's good. Let's start with derogatory terms.
No, bad word choice. Would it be too pessimistic? Would we be too just like, you suck? I feel like this is
say it. Just go ahead and say it. Say it. You gotta say it now.
You suck.
You suck?
No, Grant sucks.
Oh, I probably do. I met a lot of people that believe that. but I'm a firm believer in the haters, as well as all of our listeners should be. Hate the haters. Let's hop into a good interview. Go Bears. Bear down next year. We're going to win the fucking Super Bowl. Love you all. Now we welcome on probably our most famous guest ever.
By far.
Three-time Iowa State champion, Olympic trials qualifier in the marathon, most recently CIM winner. Congrats on that.
Thanks, man.
So are you considered a pro runner then? This is Brogan Austin, by the way. Sorry, I should have.
And his name is.
That's like a thing in the running world that's never really official. I always describe it as, so in the NFL or football, there's the NFL. So when you make the NFL roster, you're a pro football player.
Right.
Or like baseball, you make the MLB or you're AAA or AA or whatever. Whereas the running world, there's no like official title to say, hey, you're an official professional runner. So there's a lot of ambiguity to that. So, it's kind of like what you make it, so.
So do you consider yourself it then, if it's what you make it?
Yeah. So I would say I've probably made it.
Full of confidence here.
Exactly. It's not like I'm living full-time just running.
Right.
But, I can get into a majority of races, I'd say, so.
Yeah, I'd say so. Olympic trials is a pretty big one.
Yeah. So I would say I'm probably there. I'd consider myself a pro athlete. All
right. I like it. So, Brogan, we met. I slid in your DMs, and it's history ever since. You hang out with Connor. We've been, very not close since, but we appreciate you coming on the show. Basically, my first question is, what's a day in the life of Brogan Austin?
A day in the life. It's probably more boring than you think it is. But right now I work full time and I run, and then I kind of partake in being social. But typically,
so where do you find time for social? That's what I'm.
it's actually not too bad. So usually I'll get up around 6 or 5:30, depending on how long my double is for the day. But most of the time I'll get up at 6 and run for about 30 minutes, and then I'll try to get to work by 8, and I have a pretty flexible job, so I can eat during my lunch and then just crank out my 8 hours, and then I'm off by 4 and then home by around 4:30, and then I am a huge procrastinator, especially during the cold winter months.
So I
usually put on my clothes, or maybe I'll lay on the bed for a little bit, hate myself a little bit, and then I'll usually stare out the door and ask why am I doing this? And then maybe by 5:30 I'll start running, and it depends on the day. I may have like an hour to an hour and a half workout, and then I am a terrible chef at night, so I'll get done running maybe 7:30, and I usually want to eat right away, so whatever's quick and easy. I try to eat my vegetables throughout the day, but if I haven't eaten enough for breakfast or lunch, I'll try to throw in some salad or carrots, and then my classic is a frozen pizza. Oh. I usually do pizza about once a week. Eating or nutrition is probably my biggest flaw, but I am terrible about meal prep, so I end up doing something quick. And then maybe done eating and showering and stuff by 8 o'clock, and then I have about 3 or 4 roommates, and so we usually just hang out, watch football, or just talk, or watch a movie, something lame,
Yeah.
And
That doesn't sound lame at all.
Yeah.
That's pretty much like the most of my time when I'm not running, because I don't run that much anymore.
Exactly. It's what we're doing right now. So you kind of hinted at, like, you know, you're not exactly the best meal prepper, but what's your main cheat food? Is it frozen pizzas or something else?
I eat a lot of cereal, I eat a lot of ice cream, and I eat a lot of pizza, so.
Those are like my three main food groups, so.
Exactly.
I didn't know I ate anything outside of that.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I need to start being an adult and learning how to prepare food for myself. But yeah, those are my go-to cheat meals. But of course, I do eat healthy. I make sure I get my vegetables and my fruits for the day, and then after that, I'm kind of, the door's open. I can kind of eat what I want.
That's awesome. It's like, you know, some people run in order to eat whatever they want, so like you just eat your vegetables early so you can eat whatever you want later.
Exactly.
You might just start adopting this philosophy.
Yeah.
All right, Grant and I kind of like in high school we kind of followed your career a little bit as well, and then running in Iowa, do you have any like major highlights that stick out to you as far as competing either in high school or at Drake?
I feel like there are always just a bunch of milestones, especially in high school or middle school when you're running. I feel there are so many exciting things. Everything is just amplified. Like I always got way more nervous for races. I got way more excited for performances because you can usually make some pretty big gains, and there's just the fun level of you know, beating your personal best, but then also like doing better in races. Because when you're in high school, you're as a freshman, it's pretty standard for you to start at the bottom, and then there's a lot of moving through the ranks. So I feel like that whole process is just super fun.
So you might not remember this, but you were in my first 4:45 race. I was really close to you that whole race. It was on North's track. You and Connor were dueling it out, and then I was a freshman, and
ran 4:45.
4:44, actually.
Let's not cheat yourself here.
Super quick as a freshman.
Yeah, it was fun then, but yeah, you dragged me out through that one, so I want to thank you for that one.
Hey, that was all Connor Wells. Connor still gives me crap about that race. I had run like 4:25 or something like that early in the year, and Connor was trying to run a fast time to qualify for the Drake Relays.
Right.
So, for those who don't know, the Drake Relays high school events, if you are top 24 in the state, then you qualify for the Drake Relays. So, usually if you run under 4:30, you have a good shot at making the Drake Relays. So, Connor was hoping I'd pull him along to run a 4:30. So he took it out, and then I tried taking the lead from him several times, but he would like all out sprint, so I wouldn't pass it. So then I would just tuck in and sit on it, and then I tried to pass him like two or three times, and every time he would speed up. So I'm like, okay, this guy wants to.
Yeah, what a dick.
I know. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to help you out. Let me help you. So then I didn't pass him until maybe 400 to go, and then I just put the burners on. And to this day, he just gives me crap for sitting and kicking on him. He's like, you made me do all the work. I'm like, bro, I tried to help you out. He was one of those people who wouldn't let me pass him. So
that's classic. I definitely I feel like I've heard that story before, but I still love it every time I hear it.
He's a
ding-dong. I know. So, on that, I know Connor's probably in this category because of that exact race, but who's the best competitor you've ever faced and why? I was kidding about that.
I feel like there's always somebody, you know, somebody new or somebody has a strength for a particular event.
Okay.
But I always had an interest in Evan Seltzer, and I feel like he was a great runner early on as a freshman.
We call him the winner set beast.
Yeah, the winner set beast. But he won a bunch of state titles early on, and he would, you know, he was just an interesting character. He would be running 100-mile weeks, 120-mile weeks as a freshman, sophomore in high school. He would just run barefoot everywhere. You'd try to have a conversation with him, and he'd just be an interesting man. So,
yes.
I mean, going into my senior year, I just had this idea that he was this monster that nobody could beat, because I mean, he was winning everything. And then, you know, I ended up having a great senior year and had a huge breakthrough my senior year and ended up beating him. So I don't know if I was ever a competitor for him, but he was definitely a rival my senior year.
Right.
And then also Paul Yak and Omet Kak, we were always super close to each other, so it's been fun to follow their progress as well. Yeah. Paul Yak has had a great college and post-collegiate career too, and hope to see him in the Olympics someday.
Yeah, we hope to see you there.
Yeah, me too. That would be not a bad day.
So I have kind of a follow-up question on competition. Do you think you find yourself being compelled to beat someone more once you've gotten to know them a little bit, or, you know, are friends with them, or if they're kind of like a complete stranger, you know them from the track or from the course or whatever, but you never really talk to them, or does that really make a difference for you?
I think that makes a huge difference. If you know the background story, or like they're, you know them as like who they are as a competitor, and you feel like you're better than them. If they beat you sometimes, there's nothing that just stabs you in the ego more than anything. It's like, oh my gosh, I should not have lost to that person. So I feel like the better you know somebody and sort of where your pecking order is, if somebody you believe that is not as good as you beats you, that's the ultimate stab to the ego. And so yeah, I definitely agree that the better you know somebody, the more competitive you are with that person.
Definitely.
especially if they got a raunchy personality. they know they're gonna shove it in your face after you're with you. So
that's Grant right there.
Yeah, that's Charlie and me's relationship basically wrapped up in an entire. But I think you had a pretty great 2018. I mean, the CIM was pretty huge. Do you have any big 2019 goals coming up?
2019 is just going to be the year of just focusing on getting better in my training and you know, competing at the shorter distances. I definitely want to PR the 10K and the 5K. I've had my PRs are from like 5 years ago. So,
well, 13:59 is still pretty fast.
13:59 is not a bad time. It's under that 14 minute, so I get to say 13, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But that 10K time is still 29:32, and relative to my other performances, I feel like that I should be able to melt that time off quite a bit. And so I don't know, I'm super embarrassed. I mean, that's a terrible time, but I just know I'm capable of a lot more. So I just want to make sure I have PRs that I'm proud of, and then when I ultimately hang up the spikes, I can, you know, when we're having those ego conversations and saying, I won't have to say, like, you know, if I would have done this and this, I could have run that. But I want to be able to say, I ran that just because, you know, I put in the work and put in the time and it paid off. So,
yeah.
So 2019, that's my big goal, is get my PRs that I'm proud of. And if I break both my legs and can't run again, then I'll be satisfied.
You have the PRs to...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll be content with retiring, so...
I love it. All right, I got a last question before we go into Spelling Bee here. Last time I saw you, I believe, was after Dan to Dan in Beer Can Alley.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Where's this going?
So what's your favorite beer of choice or favorite Des Moines bar?
Oh, it's definitely not Beer Can Alley. I don't know
why. I don't know why I was there either, to be honest with you. But.
My favorite is, you know, Tipsy Crow has a good environment for the summer.
Yeah.
But Outlaws, you know, if you like to get a little dancing in, you gotta go to Outlaws.
Swing the hips.
Yeah,
swing the hips.
I try not to remember any time I'm at Outlaws, so.
Yeah, don't judge me if you see me in there dancing.
I won't.
You're used to going in straight lines.
All right, we'll go into the spelling bee here. Brogan has warned us that, I guess, he's not as great of a speller as we expect him to be.
Yeah, so, sorry.
That's all right. So I'll ask Charlie a question or a word, and if he gets it wrong, you get a chance to spell it. And then I'll do the same to you, and then we just do that twice. And then there's one we do that once and for each person, and there's the last round. So if you get two words right, you basically win.
All right, bring it on.
All right, Charlie, your word is handkerchief.
Oh, no. Handkerchief. This can't be right, but we'll give it a go. Hankerchief.
That's wrong. Brogan, handkerchief.
Well, I think there's a hand in there, and then it's like a kerchief. So I think it's Handkerchief.
No!
Literally, it's I before E. I before E.
Except after C.
I'm a dingus.
That was close. All right. Dang it.
I think we found an even playing field here. Yeah,
that was close, so I like that. All right, Brogan, your word is rhythm.
Oh, come on.
R-H-Y... I think there's a silent H in here. So R-H-Y-H-T-H-M.
No.
This might be really embarrassing for both of us here.
I'm a math major. That's my excuse. But it's not a good excuse.
I'm an engineer, and it's my excuse, so I'm right there with you. R-H-Y-T-H-M?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, let's go. All
right, we got one on the board. Charlie, this would win it outright.
Seal the deal. Against, pressure's on.
Against a very competitive person.
All right.
Maintenance.
Tenance. I'm playing maintenance. Maintenance. MAINTINANCE.
That's wrong. Brogan, maintenance.
No.
Oh, wait, no. You don't get to spell that one. Sorry, this is the last round. All right, if you get this one, you tie.
Okay.
All right. Deductible.
Deductible.
I like to say maintenance is a lot harder than deductible.
I'll spell maintenance.
I want deductible.
deduct. So deduct. Is it
ible
or
ible? This is how my brain goes too.
Deductible. Man.
Just go for it.
Well, deductible. I'm going to say.
ABLE. That's
wrong.
It's I.
Damn it.
I had A written on my page too. Yeah,
you guys are both going to be wrong anyway, so that's all right. Brogan, you guys tied, but.
No, I won.
Oh, Charlie did win.
Let's go.
Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And if you're looking to listen to it, charlieandme.org/episodes. You got any? You wanna, what are you on Instagram or Twitter or anything? Which is some followers?
You can look up Brogan Austin. I don't know if there's too many Brogan Austins out there, but I know my Instagram handle is Brogan.Austin. Very creative.
That was a good one.
We'll tag you on our Twitter. Hopefully people can find you there.
Do it.
All right. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Take it easy.
All right, Charlie, that was probably our most famous interviewee.
Yep. You always keep saying probably, but like it definitely is.
Well, I don't know. We had Connor Wells on.
Still definitely is. No offense, Connor, but.
I doubt Connor's even listening. Connor, if you're listening, shoot me a text. I'm sorry.
Miss you, bud.
Love you. That was great, though.
That was good insight, good banter. It was a lot of fun.
So Charlie and I are recording this. We might have said this at the beginning, but we haven't recorded the beginning yet. So
jigsaw puzzle of recording here.
So we're recording this on Sunday. Since we can now record in person, we'll probably most likely recording more on Sunday. So look for your Monday commutes. We got you covered.
Or on Tuesday if we mess up.
Or Tuesday. Yeah, you know, we don't like to. This is not. We're not very strict about our deadlines here. But that was fun. Honestly, I'm excited. I think I'd love to see him run the trials. I might actually tune in and watch the full 26.2 then, if that's the case.
Have you ever done that? Ever actually watched a marathon on TV from start to finish?
I never have, but I feel like it'd be interesting.
I woke up at like 5 in the morning for the Beijing Olympics marathon.
You watched the whole thing?
I went to my middle school coach's house or apartment, yeah, and then with a bunch of old runners, old high school or middle school runners.
Yeah.
And yeah, we all watched the full marathon.
That's crazy. I feel like that.
You got to do it in a party sense because it's too dry otherwise.
You got to do something like that. I was thinking because I watched the last like 5 miles of your Boston race.
Yeah.
That turned into like the last 10 miles of your Boston race because I didn't know where the hell you were.
Hey, don't blame me.
It's not your fault.
Damn Mother Nature.
But that was more difficult to watch than you thought.
It's also hard though because it's like so usually so early in the morning.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You got to wake up hella early for it.
Yeah. You got to be in the right. You gotta be geared up, so.
But if Rogan was in it, I'd probably watch it.
Yeah.
Recurring guest.
We'll get him on again.
No, that was a pretty cool experience for us. We're happy to have him on. Moving forward, I think.
You have thoughts, Grant. Guys, big announcement. Ew. Grant's brain is alive.
Yeah, my brain's working. Sorry, we've been thinking a lot about the Bears game.
Getting really like anxious, antsy kind of in a sense.
Yep. So either the beginning portion is going to be really somber because we're recording it after the Bears game.
Or it's going to be awesome.
So if hindsight's 2020, let us know how we did.
Bears won. What?
Bears won. Bears won by 10.
Knocking on wood. But with that, should we get to our quotes?
Let's get to some
signing quotes. Off. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
All right, wait, Grant, do you want to go first?
I guess I can go first.
Okay.
So my quote, as always, is probably not going to be nearly as good as Charlie's, but move to the Windy City.
What? Right? It's blowy outside?
I found one the other day. It goes, the wind extinguishes a candle but energizes a fire. You want to be the fire and wish for the wind. Windy City. Let's go.
Chicago Fire.
Boom.
Soccer team.
Ooh, yeah.
And an event.
Yeah, and a pretty really bad event.
Mine's a little different. It's just... Bear down.
Bear down.
Bear down.
I love it.
Deuces.